Heineken Ireland, which owns and brews Beamish and Murphy's, as well as Heineken and Orchard Thieves cider, amongst other other beverages, has announced that their prices will go up by 3% in what it charge pubs from next month. It means publicans' prices will go up between 6 and 7 cents a pint. And once VAT and margin are added, it'll mean an extra perhaps 20 to 30 cents per pint that you'll be charged. The increase expected because Guinness owner Diageo announced earlier this month it was raising the price of a pint as well from February the 2nd. This increase as well comes in from February the 2nd. So there's no let up on the increase in input costs for publicans. What sort of pubs will we see? This is a story, of course, of pubs and publicans going down and the numbers of them reducing over the last number of years. With me on the line to talk about this is Christy Walsh, who is with Kerry Vintners Federation. Christy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me. It's the same stories we've had over the last couple of years, Christy. Prices all going in one direction and that's up.
The fifth price increase in 3 years, Jerry, I'm afraid. Fifth increase in 3 years. And like a couple of them price increases have been absorbed by the publicans, like, you know. Good morning to all your listeners and everything, but just like how many more can we take? That's the big question that we're all asking each other at this stage.
Yeah, the current national average price for a pint of lager is €6.50. In some places, obviously, Temple Bar and likes, it can be as much as €10. But that's the price. That's the prices you're talking about in terms of what people will be going to pay as the season goes away. And particularly, I'd imagine, what tourists will be paying if they want to go for the pub experience.
Yeah, well, so Dublin is the mecca. Like, it has the Guinness Brewery, it has the hotels and everything up there, like, you know. So I mean, it has all the flights going into Dublin as well, like, you know. So I mean, if you want to experience the whole nightlife in Dublin and around the likes of your Temple Bar, as the night goes on, the price goes up. And at one, I suppose, at the peak time, maybe around 12 o'clock, you could be paying anything over €10 for a pint of lager, or over €8 for a pint of Guinness, you know. But I do know that the Dublin publicans have fought back against the main brewers, because they have started their own brewery up there, the Change in Times breweries, and they have their own stout now, and they have their own lager. So I know a couple of years ago they just basically said, you know, if you come in, you ask for a pint of stout, the first thing you're sold is their local stuff, you know. And that did not go down well with the major breweries, especially. And then they were asked for lager, and they were basically given their own lager, you know. So there is ways and means about it, and I know there's a couple of motions coming up to our AGM next week as to some ways that we can try and fight back as well in Kerry.
Do you think are we going to see more of that then, that the vintners are going to say, we've had enough, we're going for our own product? If we're getting, like, your price takers from the breweries, the major conglomerates, if they keep putting up and up and up, you're going to have to respond in radical ways.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, as I said already, where does it stop? You know, that's our big thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't keep putting a price hike onto the price of the drink, like, you know, because, I mean, like, you know, for half the year, we're already dealing with, and most weeknights, we're just dealing with the same customers that we're very thankful for and very happy to look after, you know, day in, day out, like, but, I mean, their disposable income was going down, you know what I mean, because the price of everything else is going up, whether it's fuel or electricity or the shops, and, you know, your slice of bread or your six packs of eggs or whatever you're eating, like, you know, is going up, you know. So can we keep putting 30 cents, 5 30 cents in 3 years is 150, like, that's
yeah.
The price to get in the pint, yeah, could have gone up that much, but I know it hasn't gone up that much in Kerry. Like,
if you look at the price and increase, there's been a massive spike ever since 2022, really, in terms of the price point. If you look back 20 years, it was going up gradually. It's just an upward arc now at over €1.50 in the last 2 to 3 years, which is just a huge rate of inflation. What's it going to mean for publicans, Christy? We're seeing instances, and I know that Sky TV charges also went up this month, didn't they?
They have, and then we were hit with the energy prices, you know, for our, whatever it is, be for our electricity is in the pubs, you know, has gone up as well, you know. So look, oh, Jesus, I just don't know. And then you have them, everything that came in on the 1st of January, which is the increase in the minimum wage plus the auto enrollment. I don't know. Look, I've talked to a number of publicans. A lot of them closed there for in January, maybe for a week or two, and kind of gave their staff a couple of weeks off while it was quiet, you know, or maybe got a few jobs done in their bars.
We've seen instances of bars closing for longer. We saw Rogers Bar in Kilgarvan closed after, you know, 250-year history of the Kilgarvan pub. That's closed for good. But are we seeing pubs now in January, particularly, maybe into February, they're like hotels. They're not even opening for weekends. They're closing down for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks because it just doesn't pay them to be open that time of the year.
Yes, definitely. Look, the people are probably taking the opportunity while it's so quiet, like, and while the weather is probably bad, maybe to take an opportunity to have a week off in somewhere, and then not to be worried about your bar, like, you know, while you're away, like, you know, and paying staff and all that. Because the other thing is, people probably go into pubs to meet the bar owners, like, you know, and to have the chat and all that. Like, that's why publicans are renowned all over the country for their welcome and being there to be able to for the good times and the bad times, you know. So, like, maybe just they're probably just taking the opportunity to do that. Like, an interview of other pubs then, like, that are kind of saying to themselves, look, what's the point in opening early in the week? You know, we might stay up on the Monday night, we might close Tuesdays and Wednesdays and go back up again, you know, on Thursdays and Fridays, you know. So look, it all depends on what's where they are, where they're located, what suits themselves, what suits their customers, you know, if they can get away with not opening until 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and then opening then and just having one, we'll say, a person that'll go in at that time and would work just one shift to close, you know.
Yeah, are we going to see more of that, Chrissy, do you think?
It's probably happening a bit already, like, you know. It's probably definitely happening a bit already, like, you know. So I mean, I really thought this winter was going to be a big turning point on the publicans, you know. I thought that if pubs were going to close, they would have closed this winter, because, like, you know, I mean, the trade is getting tighter and tighter, you know. So I'm glad to say not many have gone by the wayside, you know. We've kind of steadied the ship. So look, we always live in hope for a good summer, like, and, you know, weather wise and consumer wise and tourism wise, you know. So look, if things, you know, kind of kick off, like, you know, then we might be able to steady the ship and keep afloat, you know, for the rest of the year.
Okay, all right, Chrissy, look, thanks very much for talking to us about that on the programme.